Hello guys, and welcome to the discussion once again. Today, as you most probably know, we shall be expanding upon the discussion that we had the last time around, wherein we were dissecting the human ego and we were demystifying its various facets. As I stated last time around, that the human ego should always identify itself with a specific sense of purpose as opposed to the sense of desire, which is always rooted in instinctive, overbearing self-indulgence. So today we shall be talking about more about the same indulgence, like the various pointless indulgences that the human ego always relishes in doing. The human ego is essentially driven by a weak mind, a mind which is always and continuously engaged in acts of vanity. This you will notice in your own case and the cases of many others which surround you if you look at each situation dispassionately and try to judge the actual motive behind each of your actions. In that exercise, you shall gradually realize that the human ego effectively spends a lot of energy in simply asserting itself. Like the human being in himself exerts a lot of energy simply stating who he is. Like he is always in a continuous bid to prove his existence, to always further his existence, and to always impress upon the world that he is a peculiar being. Like he is someone who stands out in the rest of the world. What this results in is that the human ego always continues this spree of relentless exercises of vanity throughout his life. What it does is that it accomplishes nothing productive or nothing creative. It only results in a lot of wastage of energy, because if you look at it dispassionately, you will realize that a lot of energy is simply wasted on satisfying your own vanity. In every situation, in every interaction, in every discussion, all you want to do is have the last word, or all you want to do is prove that you yourself are right, that you yourself are correct. That is a peculiar characteristic trait of the human ego. To explain why this necessarily happens, we would have to look at the ego in a different point of view. We would have to look at it as a means of identifying the soul in this existence. So what necessarily happens is that the mind, which is always ridden in the continuous duality that exists within the human being, that mind, that same mind is the driving factor for this ego. And the mind itself is always rooted in instinctive self-indulgence. So necessarily when the mind drives the ego, it necessarily drives all the energies, all the creative and proactive forces that exist within the human being to indulge in this one act of pointless vanity. So in the end, all that the human being accomplishes is a temporary sense of satisfaction, and it's a hollow sense of satisfaction, which a sense which is taken away from him the point that at the same point that someone comes to him and says that you're full of crap. That necessarily is what the ego accomplishes. It when it indulges in pointless vanity, all it does is give you a thrill, a temporarily high, that is much like an induced cocaine or something like that. But in the long run, you achieve nothing, because all your energies and all your creative forces are directed towards this one act of pointless indulgence. So the way to get out of this is always to be aware of your specific purpose. Because when you are aware of your purpose and you devote all your time, all your energy and all your self-identity to that purpose, you end up achieving greatly, not only spiritually but also materialistically as well. This is the thing that people have to realize.